Hello, Mubracha, everybody. Welcome back to Nara Torah. We're continuing our Nida series here. This is shir number 13, and we're going to deal with Mekabel Tuma. Again, this shir, as well as this series, should be B'shus the Chayim HaKdoshim, which are Shoymer Alatzenu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Magin Aleim, just like they're Magin on us. Hashem should fight the war for them and use them as a conduit for his success and to be Megale his Malchus and his yichud in this world. Now, mekabel tuma is something, just in the raw translation, is something which can receive impurities. Now, in short, tuma doesn't really travel from one place to another. You know, you kind of can use the COVID sense. So in COVID, if you had, you know, there's rishon tuma and sheni tuma, there are concepts like this. However, we can use the contrapositive. So, for example, for corona, we assume that if you touch someone who has corona, you would also get corona. So we're saying here that tuma works differently. Sure, there are things that you can be metame, you can do this, but in and of itself, it's not going to work. Meaning, let's put it together, for us, the place where the person originally finds the blood is the place where we assume the kesem was found and upon which the Rav is going to paskin halacha. Okay, so if the kesem was found on her underwear, but then it touched the towel, we base the psak on the underwear and not the towel. And this is what I mean when I say tuma doesn't travel from one place to another. We're not going to say, oh, but I moved the tuma, the kesem onto the towel, and now it's a different shaila. So we go according to where you find it. Now, we can deal with items which receive tuma. Now, Rabbi Nehemiah in the Mishnah paskins that any item which is not mekabel tuma is not mekabel kesomim. And this is why we started with mekabel tuma, because things which are mekabel tuma are going to be mekabel kesomim. Meaning, if she found a kesem, which is larger than a kegris, because if it's less than a kegris, it's going to be kosher. So if she finds a kesem larger than a kegris on an item which isn't mekabel tuma, then it's also not mekabel kesomim, and she's tehora. Now the question is, why is this so? Now the Navi Yehuda explains that the ikar gezeira here of kesomim was made to protect women from tumah v'tahara issues. And not in order to confuse people, the Rabbanan added the Isra of Kesamim to the husband and the wife. Meaning, really, we wanted this to protect Shumas and Maestras. Because there it can become problematic without going into this. But we didn't want to say, people are going to start getting confused. This kind of blood applies to Shumas and Maisa, but doesn't apply to the woman and the husband, and they're going to start doing bad things, and it's going to come to be machshel the am, and therefore the Rabbanan goes there also. However, if the item being dealt with is not mekabel tuma, then we are also going to be mekel when it comes to the husband and wife, meaning if there is no chance of the issue of the tumen tahara, because it wasn't mekabel tuma, so therefore we're also going to say there's no issue when it comes to the husband and wife. And therefore, I'm just going to read out here a few of the most common cases which you can hear about when there's kesomim, which are toilet paper and tissue, the toilet itself, a pad, and a tampon. Let's go through them quickly. So, a toilet paper and tissue. Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Avadia explain that toilet paper is not mekabel tuma since it cannot be washed nor reused. And because it is not mekabel tuma, so therefore her tuma and tahara status depends on two things. The following. We're talking about a case when a woman is sitting on the toilet and she took a toilet paper and she saw some blood. So if she wiped right away, it's like a bedika, and she's tamea. However, if she waited to wipe, then it's like a kesem, and then she can be mekel. So this is the psak for a toilet paper. And therefore, the advice is that women should always not look at the toilet paper after wiping. They shouldn't do it. If they look right away, it's problematic. She's going to be tmeya. Toilet, if she finds a kesem on the toilet. So since a house toilet is mechubo lekarka, it's connected to the ground, it is not mekabel tuma, and therefore if she finds a kesem inside the toilet, she's going to be tohira. Now a pad. Okay, a pad is not mekabel tuma. However, lemaisa, one should still check the pad because if it's absorbent nature, meaning because the pad can absorb a lot of blood, it's kedai to check. Yu is mekel. However, there are many poskim who hold that a pad is mekabel tuma, and therefore one should, like all the other cases, still ask the rav. And the last one is a tampon. A tampon is not mekabel tuma, but because it is considered to act as a bedika pnimis, an inner bedika, okay, because of the nature of the tampon, any blood which is found on a tampon makes the woman tmeya ad kan for mekabel tumah.